Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to the 90th episode of Feel Good Friday. We have hit another milestone. We are in the 90s, hashtag 90s kid for life, and we have a very special guest on today.
Actually, not the guest. I am the co-host, so there's that.
Well, thanks. For
though.
Bro, you are
You know what?
Co-host. Like, this technically, is this is a bro episode. Mm-hmm. So I guess when we have these episodes, this is the bro episode. Now, obviously, if you didn't get that based off that little input right there, Brittany is back on, and bro podcast episode two.
Yes, it is. This is right That's now. Exactly what that is. Like, I'm a little offended that you tried to call it episode 90.
Well, I mean,
but actually, it's bro episode two.
Yeah, no, technically it's two, but
all right.
But like, in you know what I mean? Like,
no, I actually don't know.
It's just habit. It's like, you know, hey, yeah, we're on episode 90, mm-hmm. but like, you know, really, it's episode two.
All right, so everybody, this is bro episode two.
Okay, oh, you're taking over right now.
Yeah,
taking
so
control.
That's that.
Okay. All right, yeah, no, that is that. Okay. Anyway, so not episode 90, definitely not hitting a milestone right now. Fuck my excitement, you know, I take it all back. All right. Now I wanted to let you know, and I let the people know, on the last episode, I think, cause I went over my Spotify Wrapped,
right.
not mine personally, my Feel Good Friday one.
Okay.
The episode that we did was the most viewed shared episode throughout the year.
It's probably because I'm loud, and I also told you probably everyone.
You promoted the fuck out of it.
I promoted it.
And it was a good episode.
Maybe I should be a promoter.
People heard the episode and they came back to me and they were like, that was a good episode.
I'm just saying.
Like,
I'm just
there's
saying.
There's something there.
Twas a thing.
I was like, I know. It's just been really hard to schedule this. We both have our shit going on.
I think you should work harder.
It's on me. It's on me. Yeah, no, it's totally.
Oh, it's fine.
Well, you know, I have the kid who I have to take care of him. You know, he's 2 years old.
I mean, technically, yeah.
He's two.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, no, but we had a good time.
Yeah.
We had a good time last time. It was fun. He was running around.
Right.
The dog was doing their thing.
Yeah. So I couldn't. Yeah, the dog, Shorzy barking. I was like, all right, shit show. Already.
No, actually, I think Shorzy was super excited about the episode. I think that's what that was, and you just misinterpreted it.
Yeah, well, you know, whatever. Anyway, god damn it. I feel like I can't say anything right now.
I think you should say everything. I'm just saying that I think Shorzy was just super excited.
Yeah.
Finn was also super excited for the episode.
Yeah.
He loved it.
He loved it. He had a good time.
He was here for that.
He was. But the thing, like, I still would prefer to have him not around for an episode.
Let him have fun.
Because, you know, we be cursing in the episode. I don't want his first word to be fuck. Like, I don't want him to go up to daycare and be
like,
you're
telling me that
fuck.
That doesn't happen.
I mean, I still do.
Yeah.
I try not to, though. Because he's getting to the point where he's becoming more sponge-like.
True.
He's absorbing more.
Understood.
And I think he's getting really close to, like, actually, like, saying, you know, words and sentences. And,
yeah, so let's just not have...
I don't want fuck to be his first word. I'd rather it not be. I'd rather it be, like, dog or just not fuck. You know what I mean? Like, not a curse word.
I feel to pick
him up from daycare and the lady's like, so, funny story. He told everyone to go fuck themselves today. Like, I don't want that. I'd be like, part of me would be like, hell yeah, Finn. Like, I'd be like, that's fucking great.
You're like,
great.
If that's how you feel, but also
like,
no.
Let's not do that.
No.
I don't want you to
get in
trouble.
I feel like that's like the thing of being a parent. Like, you want them to express themselves, but just not like.
There's certain things you don't want them to say.
Yeah.
Like, go fuck yourself or something like that. But as far as first words, I mean, it's possible that it could be fuck. I don't think it will be, but we've said it quite a lot around him. Both parents here are guilty.
Yeah.
And so...
Maybe not like, holy shit.
No.
Like when he does something wrong.
I try to, like, I say a lot of colors with him. I'm like, blue, blue, Red. I've liked, you know, for it to be colors, or like I said, dog. I'd really like.
Yeah, that. Like dog is nice.
Juice.
Mommy, daddy.
He says mama, dada. Like okay. He says that a lot.
Okay. And all right, cool.
I swear he can count too. Like we do the 1, 2, 3, and we're like one, and he's like, and like,
yeah, so he doesn't fully say it. He's almost there.
Okay. Yeah, no, he's on his way. He's That's a smart good. Kid.
That's sweet, baby. He is.
He stacks a lot of things. He's a stacker.
He
is.
He did. Last time we did the episode, he was stacking things.
He's a stacker.
And
it was
really fun.
He's a builder. He's a little architect.
He is. Maybe he'll be an architect and take care of you guys when you guys are old.
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't want to think of that. Because that's so far off.
It is, but I'm just saying, you got to plan for your future.
Yeah, I don't know about architect. I was thinking, you know. Well, so Shohei Ohtani and the MLB just signed 10 years, $700 million.
I just saw that.
So I would like...
I have no idea what that means, and I also have no idea who that person is.
He is
but
a
I saw
baseball
it.
Player.
Okay, I don't know sports.
You know, like, home run.
I don't know sports balls. I'm sorry.
Sports, that's fair. Anyway, 10 years, $700 million. So I might start, you know, teaching him how to swing the bat right now. Because that'd be pretty nice.
Yeah.
I just want to wake up to that call from him. Like, Dad, 10 years, $700 million.
I made it.
But honestly, by then, what is $700 million going to be? Like, it's going to be nothing.
It's probably going to be like $100,000 by the time he's an adult, which is really sad.
Is that how inflation works? That's inflation, right?
It is.
That's the right word?
It is, yeah.
Inflation.
Ugh. Inflation is wild.
Yeah. Inflation is usually just a term I used to describe, like, my body. Like, it's like... inflation again.
That's how I describe my body. Back. Like after Thanksgiving dinner,
there's definitely Christmas dinners, some inflation,
and I'm right there's there. A lot of inflation.
There's inflation
in my body.
Yeah,
but also the money is not making it any better.
The what? The money?
The money.
The money. Oh, inflation. Yeah. Okay, I forgot. Okay. That's actually what it means. Were... I got so caught up on like me being bigger. That I was like, oh yeah, that's
no,
actually
it happens
a money
to
term.
Everyone.
That's
it's
a money
okay.
term.
It's actually
inflation affects us all.
It does.
You know what I know like skinny people like they get offended if you're like, you know, like, oh, it must be so nice to, you know, eat whatever you want and not, but also like it must be right.
It must be. Yeah.
I don't know. Like I feel like I would. I don't know. Part of me is also starting to accept my soft body.
I'm down for it. I am down for my soft body. I actually went and stress ate last night.
Okay.
After 9 o'clock. I got home at like 9:45. And I had a cheese dip and like toasted ciabatta bread.
I like that.
And I didn't feel bad about it. And I watched Black Mirror and it was beautiful. It was a beautiful experience. My cat just kind of like laid there and I was like, all right. So.
You said Black Mirror?
Yeah, the show.
African American Mirror.
Oh my god.
2023.
I am right actually African American, so. Yeah,
so you should know that.
The show is literally called Black Mirror, Joe.
Okay. All right. Well, whatever you want. Okay. You know? Mm-hmm. I'm not the one getting canceled here. I'm just trying to help you out.
They can't cancel me because I'm black.
Didn't they try to cancel Kevin Hart? Because he cheated on his wife or something?
I'm not cheating. I'm literally calling the show what it is.
But I'm just saying, like, it's possible to get canceled even. With your
shows with us, swear to God.
So I'm gonna move on. We're gonna move on. We're gonna call that the intro. And then when we get back, we got some stuff to talk about. We got food to talk about. We got famous people to talk about.
We do.
Hot topics. Hot topics. Food, famous people.
Yep.
Maybe a little Christmas stuff.
Christmas things, yes.
Christmas things, holiday things, sorry.
Yeah.
Holiday, happy holidays, not Merry Christmas anymore.
I got actually yelled at work the other day for telling someone happy holidays.
Oh, what?
And she literally was like, it's Merry Christmas.
Oh,
and I was
no.
like, oh, well.
It's Merry Christmas and
And she literally
Trump 2024.
Said, like, she pointed to me and she's like, it's Merry Christmas.
Ooh.
And then she walked away and I was like, all right, well.
I like that.
Okay.
I like that energy right there.
Maybe we should cancel her.
Yeah, she's canceled. Get the fuck out of here, lady.
You're done.
If I see her again, I'll be like, I can't ring.
I wouldn't even know her. Like, I feel like she just kind of blended in.
She's very, like, bland. Like, very,
very unseasoned.
Unmemorable.
Unseasoned.
Unseasoned.
Like I said.
Yeah.
Yeah, a very unseasoned
one. I'm a big seasoning guy. And I like to think that shows in my personality sometimes.
Yeah.
Not like crazy with it, but like I got some seasoning.
You do. You do. I'm here for that.
Citrusy garlic. You know what I mean?
Like a little lemon pepper?
A little lemon pepper. A little bit.
Are you into lemon pepper?
I like lemon pepper. I like lemon pepper wings.
If you said you didn't, I was going to just...
Would that be the end of the episode?
Yeah.
Well,
I was going to walk away.
Luckily, I didn't say I didn't.
I'm very happy that you didn't.
And I like lemon pepper. And that's going to be the intro. All
right. Just that.
That's how we end it. All right. We'll be back.
Ew.
Here we go. Ew. All right, everybody, and we're back. Episode not 90.
Episode 2 of Bro.
Episode
Can
2
you just
of Bro.
Get it together.
Okay, I'm trying my best here. I really am. I'm doing my best. It's not easy.
Or not Jesus Christ for the people that are not.
Yeah, not Jesus. Who?
Him.
He's him.
Them.
Okay. Moving on.
Okay.
So, there's a new thing opening up in Bolingbrook. I believe is where it's opening up.
Has already opened.
Because we're, right now, we got these Cheeto jalapeno cheese whirl things.
Yeah, that I'm eating at 10:40 in the morning, which is fantastic.
Breakfast of champions.
It is the breakfast of champions. And 10:40 also though, it's like, beef jerky.
10:40 is like...
I'm just like eating a trucker breakfast
It's
right
basically
now.
Lunchtime, right? Depending on...
It depends on...
Where you're at in life, you know? So those things are good. But... Let's talk about this Cosmics. You know, let's talk about food.
Okay.
I think food is what we do best. I think
it definitely is.
And we both have kind of different palates, you know?
Mm.
Like I'm more like I like a trucker breakfast. You know?
Okay.
I like a bag of combos.
Oh God.
What's wrong with combos?
There's too much outside and not enough like cheese.
I don't think you're wrong. I would prefer more cheese. Or whatever.
I think that they're...
I like the buffalo blue cheese flavor.
I'm here for that.
I fuck
I also,
with that, bro.
I just really just don't...
You're not a combo person.
I like combos. I just don't understand why they can't give us more cheese in the middle. Like, I feel like we're getting cheated. Every time you buy a bag of them, you're getting cheated.
It's the same thing with the wraps at Trader Joe's. It's like, less wrap, more filling. Please.
Right.
And they don't...
Listen. I have literally had to... take the end of the wrap off and I could still have the entire wrap.
Yeah it's bad. It's a problem.
Like, how big is the tortilla for the wraps is
I've
my
never,
question
because
I don't I have never
it.
Even seen a tortilla that big.
I've never fully unwrapped it, so
I've never unwrapped it, but I definitely tore the end off because I was like, why?
It's gotta
what
be
is
big,
the reason,
right? It's gotta be big, I would assume.
Just like an extra,
that much
extra
wrap.
Tortilla.
Like, come on.
It's wild.
There's something going on.
Yeah.
Tortilla conspiracy theory at Trader Joe's. We want more filling. We want less wrap.
Can we talk to somebody in HR about this?
Is there somebody that... No. I want an agent. Agent.
Yeah. I would like to speak to a representative.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're sorry. We're currently busy.
Okay, so
Cosmics. Let's
talk
about it
because
apparently it's a big thing. I'm not buying into the hype. I don't really get it.
Everyone has not been hyping it, actually. I've heard it's kind of trash.
That's what I think.
Which also...
I just heard hype for it.
I'm like, the thing is, like, does McDonald's need more money? Because I don't think so.
Probably not.
So you just, like, did an offshoot to make more money, and I don't think you actually need that.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a cherry...
They might lose
a
money.
Sour cherry energy burst... Mm-hmm. Which
what is that's a drink?
It's a drink? Yeah, it's like a smoothie
signature
thing.
Signature Galactic Boost.
But the thing is, Panera just got sued for their like boosted lemonades.
Panera. Boosted. What does boosted mean?
So they have caffeine in them, but it's a lot of caffeine.
Caffeine's the
like,
boost.
Yeah.
Extra
so
caffeine?
I can only drink half of one.
Okay.
And so apparently, like, two people have died.
Jesus. Oh yeah.
So they got.
Didn't that kid
they
die?
They got sued.
Because he
yeah.
was drinking lemonade all day?
Right.
I heard that.
Craig, so I've had it, and I literally can drink one for like 2 days at least.
Yeah.
And I can put it in the fridge and like come back to it.
Jesus.
That's
a lot.
Because I was like hyped at work that one day.
How much caffeine do you need to kill someone?
It's like, I think it was like, it's like 335 milligrams. If I'm, I might be mistaken.
Yeah.
It's something ridiculous. But anyway.
But
so now they have to keep them behind the counter.
Okay.
But I feel like I would prefer, I feel like I would trust Panera more than I would McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
For a caffeine drink.
Especially in terms of like a, not classiness of an organization, but like, you put McDonald's against Panera, it's like.
Yeah.
Like, all right. Not that you would take a first date to either of these places.
Right.
But if you were to take a first date to, like, if you had to choose, like, all right, you take it to McDonald's or Panera.
Yeah.
You would go Panera because you're like, it's classier.
It right? is. There's they like, have, like, a fireplace.
They have fireplace. They have soup.
They do.
There's, like, books.
The food is actually good. I feel there's, like there's books. They have spinach in their egg white sandwich, which is pretty classy.
Egg whites. I mean, you always got to bring raisin to it.
Oh, God.
Typical Brit.
Thank you for that. Now I'll be canceled. You're just trying to cancel me this episode, which is wild.
You know, it's possible that's my plan. Okay. But I want all the glory of this episode.
Okay.
And, you know, and then you get the backlash.
I was getting ready to make a joke, but I'm not even going to do it. Because I'm already like halfway to being canceled.
Was it going to be a race joke?
I mean, you just made one.
Well, so. Well, you said. Anyway, before we got sidetracked, but also, can you imagine, like, you die from, like, drinking too much of that caffeine drink, and like, people are like, how'd he go? And he was like, yeah, he was drinking the boosted lemonade at Panera. Like, oh,
but
fuck.
I've also said that about, like, can you imagine, like, being vegan, and the last thing you ate was, like, a chickpea sandwich or something crazy?
Yeah. If they're, you know, on like a vegan on death row, and you get your last meal. You get your last meal.
I'm like, what if you're like, just, like,
I'll take
getting ready to pass away?
Yeah.
From an unrelated disease.
Yeah.
And the last thing you had was, like,
Impossible nuggets?
Yes.
They'd probably, like, you'd reach heaven. You hit the gates, and they'd be like,
I feel like
Impossible
you
Impossible
nuggets, huh? No, I feel like you get there and you'd be like, God damn it. Well, I'm food motivated, so I mean.
God, sorry, God, but you know what I mean? But God damn it. You know what I mean? You probably want to continue being a vegan in the afterlife, right? You could be like, all right.
I mean, well, I don't think that the spirits have to eat. I don't think they need
food. I imagine, like, my heaven is like open bar. And then bar food that is also free. And then all the girls at the bar are like into me, but they're not like coming up to me and like flocking to me, but they're all like giving me the looks, and I just see them giving me the looks. I'm like, holy shit, dude, everyone wants me.
You're like, hello.
So heaven, not too far off from reality, but.
I mean, I feel like, was it Valhalla that you get like 9 virgins or something?
I think so. Virgins.
Is that where you're
They're not like it's not gonna work with me. Anyway, cosmics, cosmics. So
cosmics.
So sour cherry.
The sour cherry sounds good. It's a slushy.
A slushy.
I've heard that their food is not that great. Chicago Times actually said that
s'mores
what it gave in personality, it lacked in flavor.
Okay.
So they actually sent like a food critic. And that's what the Chicago Times
said. So they're more presentation over
right.
actual quality.
Like the teas and the...
The s'mores cold brew sounds... Like, I like s'mores.
Yeah. I mean, I'm into peppermint tea. Coffee, that sounds pretty good.
That's basic stuff. Cold brew crepe.
A pomegranate hibiscus slush sounds pretty good.
Popping pear. What is... Popping pear kind of sounds...
I mean, honestly, if it doesn't twerk for me, it's not really popping.
Popping pear
slush. Is it actually... Oh, is
that
there
sounds
like
a sexy red song.
Wait, is there...
I'm popping my pear slush. I'm just saying.
There are pop rocks on top of it.
Oh, that sounds toxic.
That sounds like a really bad relationship.
I never liked pop. Like, it was a cool feeling, but like, I'm not...
Oh, they have like blackberry mint green tea. That I sounds like that. Pretty decent.
I like that. I fucks with that.
They have
the kids
lots
say.
Of different types of coffee. The s'mores cold brew sounds... Like, it could be a thing.
Uh-huh.
Would I drive to Bolingbrook for it? Absolutely not.
No, Bolingbrook's a bit of a hike.
You so then we have
point.
From the McDonald's universe. So McDonald's is just selling their things in multiple places, like
the,
I thought.
The MCU, if you will. Another MC because of Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, it basically is.
It's probably bigger, probably made more money than Marvel. You think so? Do you think McDonald's has made more money than Marvel? Total?
Probably after the last few movies, I would think so, because the last ones have been
stinkers.
Kind of,
yeah. Anyway, let's go over some food. What do we got?
Spicy queso sandwich. I heard it was decent, but not...
Sounds like diarrhea, though. You know?
Yeah. I feel like this is going to end up being like the new White Castle.
Ooh.
Where you just kind of like go... Hot or like take. The new Taco Bell. Okay. Where you just like, you go, but you know where you're getting into before you get there.
It's a drunk type of thing.
Awesome. No. I mean, like, Taco Bell, like, you know, like, you can go and you can get the food. And sometimes it's cold, sometimes it's hot.
Yeah. That's fair.
But you know you're going to end up in the bathroom.
Yeah.
No matter what. Yeah. For sure. Like that is the...
It's the destination.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
We got regular, like, creamy, egg McMuffins.
What is that? Creamy avocado
tomatillo sandwich.
I'm sure people like that. People go nuts for avocados.
They probably...
People love avocados. Peel the avocado.
Okay.
Quack.
We have pretzel bites. So, is that like...
pretzel bites. Cookie butter McPops? Mel would lose his shit.
Has anyone told Mel that this exists? Mel... Oh, my God. He would die.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
What do those look like?
What the heck is this?
That's the snack box.
It's a snack. We have...
Which is what I call my excess pusher. I'm just kidding.
Oh, God.
I was very respectful.
Dear Lord.
Just saying.
Oh, God.
Okay.
So this is basically like an adult Lunchable. We've got
beer,
flaxseed crackers, Gouda cheese, and pepperoni, almonds, and dried cranberries.
I feel like that's a healthy Lunchable, though.
I mean,
right?
As an adult, you got to start thinking about your health, I guess.
Yeah, I'm 30. I should probably do that. What are these? What are these McPops? Like cookie
so
butter?
So this is just like
they look like little Munchkins, but they're filled.
Yeah.
Stuffed with cookie butter. That's the way I want to go out.
Oh, God.
Those look fine.
They look okay.
If you only get three per order.
Honestly,
I feel like three per order is a bit of a
They rip-off. Should look better in the picture if I want to buy them.
Yeah.
So they have ice cream.
A lot of ice cream.
I would like to know if their ice cream machine will actually work at McCosmic's.
Yeah, you.
I just want to know.
This is a new thing.
So it's a new era. So will they actually have ice cream machines that work?
Wow.
Because they have lots of ice creams. There's cones. There's twist cones.
Hitting questions that
we got citrus and cream shake. This sounds really fancy, but I just don't know if any of it's gonna work.
Obviously.
They also have Topo Chico with mint and lime.
Isn't that alcohol? Topo Chico?
It's just a
I know there's
water.
A seltzer, though. There's a seltzer.
They do have a seltzer, but it's just sparkling water.
McDonald's just starts on alcohol. I'm just saying. Taco Bell did it. Taco Bell's doing great. Taco Bell's
doing
great. Maybe.
And that's the thing. Like, maybe if McDonald's started selling alcohol, you would get drunk enough where the food tastes good.
Interesting. Caramel fudge brownie.
Don't trust any of this.
Caramel fudge brownie.
Ooh, you can get a mixed bag of McPops.
Interesting.
So one of each.
So cookie butter, apple cinnamon, hazelnut.
Mm.
Hazelnut McPops. That was my nickname in high school.
I believe you.
If it's down the street, I'll stop by.
Yeah. Probably, I'm not gonna do is drive to Bolingbrook for it.
Yeah, I'm not going to
Bolingbrook. But I can't even tell you the last time I had McDonald's at all.
It's been too soon because Finn likes the Happy Meals from there, mm-hmm. So I get the Happy Meals for him.
No,
you're just shutting it down. I mean, I do.
Okay.
He likes the nuggets. He likes the fries. He likes the chocolate milk.
Okay.
And starting him off young, very American, you know. Hey, you're gonna have McDonald's when you're two.
Yeah.
But
there
he
you
likes
go.
It, and we want him to eat. You know.
Kids I mean, gotta, he's got it.
Kids gotta eat.
Yeah, he does.
Dog's gotta eat, right?
As long as you're not feeding him Arby's, because then
no.
I would actually just.
No,
be
isn't
done
there
with this podcast.
Right over there.
There is.
Yeah. That's great.
Did you ever see the Simpsons episode when they were like sitting around the campfire and the kid was like, I'm so hungry I could eat Arby's right now?
No. I'm not a Simpsons guy.
Okay.
I mean, I've seen it, but I don't watch it like all the time. I will know South Park stuff, even Family Guy stuff, before I know Simpsons stuff. Okay. And that's no offense to The Simpsons. It's a great show. It just never tickled my fancy, if you will. Which, again, that's one of my favorite phrases, because it's like, there's probably dirty undertones to it. Tickled my fancy?
Yeah.
That's code for asshole.
Well, and there we have it.
Some people call it the fancy. Yeah. All right. Let's take a break. When we get back, we got more stuff to talk about. Hot topics, Q's and A's. No Q's and A's, but hot topics.
And by hot topics, we mean sexy red.
Sexy red. Got to talk about her. Not Ice Spice this time.
Is she actually sexy? Mm.
Not in my opinion, we'll see. All
right.
All right, everybody. And we're back. Episode 2 of Bro. Not episode 90 of Feel Good Friday.
It's not.
Fuck that, right?
Fuck that show.
Yeah, this show sucks, honestly. I don't know who the fuck listens to that. Anyway, we are going to do a little segment right now that we wanted to start in the last episode, but we you know.
Well, we did.
We kind of did.
We did. And it is time for What Is Going On in His Head.
And by him, and it's he who shall
if you named. If you know, you know.
If you know,
So today, I'm pretty sure this is what's happening.
Wait, I mean, that's accurate. Oh. And that's just...
I'm pretty sure that's what's happening.
That's just a 24-hour live stream of what's going on. It's
if they had
a Thursday,
live stream, that'd just be... Yeah.
The Packers aren't playing. So, there's just not a whole lot going on.
Not a lot happening up there. All right, well...
You know, God bless him. I hope he has
God bless that sweet man.
I hope he has a great holiday. I have to say holiday.
Doing something. Yeah, because you have to be politically correct.
Yeah. Did we talk about the lady telling you to say Merry Christmas during the intro? Did we talk about that?
I think so.
Or was that off air?
I think it might have been off air, but I'm not sure.
You got yelled at for saying Happy Holidays.
Yeah, so at work the other day, I was literally just like, hey, like, Happy Holidays. And the lady's like, it's Merry Christmas. And she, like, pointed her finger at me, and I was like, okay.
Rude. Well, not good energy.
I mean, I don't think that's the Christmas spirit, but
I don't think so.
Guess either. I had it all wrong.
But speaking of Christmas spirit, sexy red.
very jolly, very festive. Her name is Red, so technically.
Red and green, yeah. So this girl is taking the world by storm, and
it's not the storm we want.
It's a bad storm.
It's a horrible storm. It's like a hurricane.
It's a hurricane, but there's a lot of debris in it, like a lot of trash just flying around.
Like a tornado. Like
you'll just get hit with like a...
Yeah, and you like just... And you don't want it.
You'll get hit with like a wrapper from
it was
Long
like
John
the,
Silver's.
It was like the cow that was in the tornado from... What was the movie?
Twister?
Yes.
Which they're doing a sequel to.
Oh, God. Is it...
It's called Twisters, I swear to God.
So there's going to be two of them? There's going to be like two Twisters?
They're just going to talk.
Two tornadoes at the same time?
They're just going
to
talk.
Are they coming towards each other, away from each other?
What's up, bro? Let's go through this little town.
All right.
But Bill Paxton's dead, and so is Philip Seymour Hoffman. So
Thank you. You've just depressed everyone.
I don't get how they're going to... Those are two of my favorite actors, which is why Twister is up there for me in terms of favorite movies. Also, it's just a cool movie. And I remember I took earth science in high school, and I didn't have a crush necessarily on the teacher. Her name was Miss Stanley. I think it's still Miss. Fingers crossed, am I right? But she showed that movie, and I remember walking out, and I was like, you know, you kind of look like Helen Hunt.
Wow.
The girl in the movie.
Right.
And she blushed.
Oh.
And I was like, you can't do me yet, because I'm still 17, but this is gonna be a thing one day.
Wow.
And I haven't seen her since.
Well.
She was always very strict. She was very
serious.
I don't
think that you manifested it enough.
Yeah, I woman-fested it, am I right? Because you said manifest, yeah. Mm. Points! Yes, points!
All right. I'll allow it.
Yeah, I like when I can, like, because she always gave off this really, like, tough, serious demeanor. I really like when I could, like, break that wall down. Break the walls down! I like when I can do that.
right.
Anyway.
And I actually think that's what happened in Pound Town, the song.
Okay. So Sexy Red, back in Sexy Red. So she's like,
I would like to revisit this because from episode one of Bro.
Yeah.
I would like to say that if I had to choose between Sexy Red and Ice Spice, just give me freaking Ice Spice.
Yeah. Like, if I'm, like, taking someone, like, if I'm dating a girl and taking her to meet my parents, I would feel much more comfortable walking up with Ice Spice. Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. She still will twerk.
Yeah.
At the family function.
I'll be like,
however,
get off my grandpa.
Yeah.
Which is
but
wild.
Also,
yeah. Yeah. But,
I don't know.
But Sexy
she
Red.
She has a purse and not a stack of money that she holds her ear constantly, which is pretty cool.
Sexy Red, though. She won't just twerk. She'll squirt.
Yeah. It's just,
she'll just squirt all over
and
the
place. And I don't even know. And it probably wouldn't be the good kind either. Like,
it's the nasty.
Oh, God.
It's like the stale kind. That's what I meant. Like she just seems like a... And don't get me wrong. I'm not, like, the classiest person. I have a bit of white trash in me. I've been called a suburban redneck before.
Mm.
I have. And that's ever since I got in the country.
Okay.
A fellow coworker called me that. And it wasn't supposed to be
that's
an insult. And it wasn't supposed to be an insult. He meant it as a compliment.
But is that a compliment?
And it's a coworker who is currently not working.
Well, I'm happy
injuries.
That.
So
they
I know he meant well.
I'm happy that you were able to take that well.
Yeah.
I just don't.
You know what I couldn't take well? I was in college and a girl told me that. She goes, "You look like you could live out of your car." And I was like, "Well, you look like a fucking slut." I didn't say that.
We're not slut shaming.
I didn't say that. No, I love sluts.
Oh, God. So
what?
You actually all right,
so
do
wait, now...
like Pound? So are you actually into Sexy Red and
no.
That's why you have the issue?
I like I like good looking sluts. I don't
she's
think
she's not red... ugly. She's just trashy.
Very trashy. Very trashy.
Like, I feel like
you know what?
You
no.
would find
no,
her in your neighborhood like Dollar Tree.
No, I like all sluts. They're fine. They're great people, I'm sure. Hearts of gold. Golden showers.
Oh, God.
That's a slut joke.
Oh, boy.
I'm not saying all sluts do that, but...
Oh, boy.
Sexy Red.
Now we're here.
All right, so Sexy Red, she's pregnant right now, by the way, and she's still twerking on things.
She is still twerking on things.
Still twerking. She's got to be like 6 or 7 months pregnant, and she's just twerking on stage with a little baby in her womb.
So I know, like...
Wild.
My thing is this. So, like, you... Like, babies can have, like, the shake syndrome, whatever. After they're born.
That's...
Is that possible while they're in the womb?
Ooh.
Or...
Probably.
Does the amniotic sac, like, protect them?
Oh.
I don't know.
Interesting.
It's just probably just, like, floating around, and they're like, oh, my God, please.
Yeah.
I would really like a nap or some sleep.
What,
but when your mom's a wild lady.
We're twerking again, Mom? Thanks. I don't know. Do you know if it's going to be a girl or a boy? Have they released that?
I don't know. I really have tried not to pay attention as much as possible because I don't care.
I pray for that child, though.
Yeah.
You know, like, I've made bad decisions in my life, but Finn's going to be okay.
Right.
That kid has a lot to live with.
He does. And, like, the entire Trader Joe's is just, like, kind of obsessed with him.
Oh, Finn. No. I'm saying, like, the kid that Sexy Red is going to have, he's going to have a lot to deal with.
More he's probably just going to come out upset.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to be like, oh, shit. That's the...
Immediately.
That's the one? That's the mother?
Yeah, this is my mom. Wow. Okay.
And then I think her baby daddy's in prison.
That's the baby daddy for her first child. This is
different. My bad.
Would you... All expect right. anything different? I don't think so.
No.
Okay.
Let's talk about her hit song, Pound Town. Can I read some lyrics and then you could read other parts?
Yeah. Honestly, I don't even feel comfortable reading some of this shit, but go for it.
So
you do some of it and then I'll...
Pound Town by Sexy Red and Tay Keith. Two classic artists right there.
Classy.
Starts off... All right, and then it gets into actual words. I'm out of town, thuggin' with my rounds, my coochie pink, my booty hole brown. So she starts off hot. And not
she's
like
coming
hot.
In not sexy hot, my but coochie, actually just like, wow.
Why does she have to, like, all right, my coochie pink, sure. Like, that's, you know, that's good. That's normal. My booty hole brown, also, like, normal, but, like, you don't have to say it. You know? Like,
but she did, though.
She did.
She did, and she made a song out of it.
So, my coochie pink, my booty hole brown. Where the... Mm-hmm. Can't say that. No,
I would...
I'm looking for the hose. Quit playing. Come suck a bitch toes.
I feel like if you were gonna suck a bitch toes, I don't think that would be the one.
I don't want it to be her.
I don't think so.
I'd much rather because it be Beyonce.
I would be very much curious where those toes have been.
Probably. No. We're not even gonna talk about it because it's just gonna reach a whole new level of gross.
I just know where those toes have been.
Uh-huh. And oh, you know. Yeah, you know.
I can imagine. I can kind of like see it through the phone where they've been.
Yeah.
Every time I see her face, I'm just like, yeah.
So the chorus is, and I can't say a lot of this. Do you want to read the chorus?
Well, I don't want to read the whole chorus. My question
you
is.
You can read some of the chorus.
Pound Town, I just left Pound Town with my nigga. He just took a bitch down. If he just took you down, why is he gone?
Just, you know, hit it and quit it, right? That's what the cool
and I don't
guys.
Think I would be like bragging about that.
And then
if you got taken down, and then also you have no idea where this man is at.
Also, taken down. Is that just sex, or is taken down?
No, like. He took me down.
Like, damn, he took me down in the butt.
or the other. I don't know. I mean, she described both. I don't know what happened.
She described both. She probably wants both.
I don't know. It was just wild. I was just like, where did he go? I also would like to know where he's at. Because why did he leave?
You know.
I mean, I can guess.
After.
And she repeated it twice.
Like, he... Oh, the chorus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she said it twice, and I was just like, also, but now I'm concerned she's because really, where is that man? Where did he go?
Where did he go? I mean, to be fair, I would probably, like, midway through that experience with her, I'd be like, I'm going to get the fuck out of here as soon as I can.
Yeah. I feel like he probably got there and was like, I'm already here. I got to finish this.
Any port in the storm.
And then I'll just...
Which is such
just
an old white person thing to say. But,
yeah, you know what?
Any port in the storm.
Maybe he was.
It's also a very slutty thing to say. Any port in the storm. All right. Can I read the second verse?
Yeah, just go for it. Right. If you're going to do it. Okay. This is so cringy. It's even more cringy when you just read it versus actually like hearing the song, which is also cringy that I don't listen to.
I'm out here in Miami looking for the hoochie daddies. Where are they at? Where the that get ratchet, where they at? My son need a new pappy. Very open and honest.
I mean,
son is looking for a new dad.
But also, to be clear, he has a father and he's just in jail.
Yeah.
So I think
that'll happen, you know. She says, she goes on to say, Sexy Red continues and says, too many bitches, where the, you know, at, and then twice, two times in a row, she says, I'm trying to get my coochie stretched. Yeah. I'm trying to get my coochie stretched. Yeah. There's too much going on in this. You know them dreadheads do it the best. Oh, yeah. And I can't say the next two lines.
You would definitely be canceled.
I can't say his name because he be cheating. I love you, baby. I feel like those two don't go hand in hand. Like,
wait,
yeah,
it says what?
I can't say his name because he be cheating. I love you, baby. Yeah, and I'm the reason. So, let me try to comprehend here. She is cheating, or she is having an affair with a guy who's cheating on his girl. Like, he's the, like... Sexy Red is the reason that he's cheating on his girl? Like, what an awful reason.
I would like to segue and just say...
What about Subway?
That No, not Subway. I said Segway.
Sorry.
So we're going to go into a side note.
Yeah.
Okay.
I get it.
So, in my past relationship,
okay,
I got cheated on.
Bummer.
And I have to say that I told him that the main reason that I was pissed was not even because he cheated, but the person he cheated with.
Downgrade.
Because I saw the picture and I was like, what? Did you find her outside?
this little dumpster baby?
Like, where was it like?
Did she look like Sexy Red?
It was worse.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's not good.
It was worse. And so I feel like she should say his name. So then his...
Say his name.
Girlfriend could have context for what she's going up against, which is...
Yeah.
Whatever the hell that is.
I just can't imagine looking at Sexy Red and being like, I'm gonna risk it all for her.
Well...
She
did say the ratchet dudes. So, yeah. I mean, if you're a ratchet dude, I guess you're into that.
You know, the thing is, I'm judging...
Like, there's somebody for everybody. I'm not gonna judge it.
Yeah. I'm judging Sexy Red very hard right now. I'm sure she's a great person.
Maybe she's a very nice person.
Maybe she's very nice. I'm sure she's very fun to be around. I'm sure she turns up, as the kids say. Turn up, get turnt. Yeah. I'm sure she does a lot of that. I mean, she's twerking. She's 7 months pregnant, she's twerking, so I'm sure she turns up.
That poor child.
Can you imagine just being in the womb and you're like, what the fuck is going on?
Can we turn this off, please? Oh my god.
Do you just live on an earthquake?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, poor child.
So that happened.
So Sexy Red, huh? So Sexy Red.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
She got a feature with Drake, which is completely insane.
That's, yeah. I think that's Drake being like, she might be the next big thing. Let me get her on a song. Or is Drake on her song?
Kind of sad. No, she's on his song.
Yeah, I think Drake's doing everything he can to stay relevant. And I feel like when Drake drops an album, like, yeah, it's big. It's still a big deal. But also, like, you know, he's not... A lot of people will call him the GOAT. A lot of people will say, like, he's the greatest. But, you know, he's...
I don't know.
Might be past his prime.
Yeah. Apparently.
I get told that I look like Drake a lot.
Really?
I'll be in the six with my woes, or whatever he says.
Okay.
What's the one thing he says? What does
he
say?
I thought you would have practiced this.
Controller.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like that.
Controller.
I mean, you're light-skinned, but I need a
one night.
He still looks like he's been in the sun a little bit more.
I used to call you on my cell phone.
Yeah.
Rose gold. 6S. 5G.
Okay.
Just saying. Like, if Drake was supposed to do a concert in Chicago and then he had to bail, they could probably call me and be like, can you fill in? And I'd be like, lay now when I need your love.
I don't know about that.
I couldn't say a lot of the words, though. Because
then you just, I mean, that's why it wouldn't work.
Can I ask your opinion on this, by the way?
Okay.
So, Latinos, you know, people of Spanish descent, when they say the N-word, are you okay with that or no? Because I feel like they say it and they're like, it's more accepted.
I mean, most of the time, the thing is, a lot of Latinas are actually from also African descent too.
Okay. I got you. My view on it was like, all right, I think they can say it because there was never...
They're also brown people.
I was like, yeah, there's that.
And then also,
there was never,
there's no like hard ER.
Exactly. There was no malicious intent
right
when they say it. Whereas obviously white people are the worst.
Yeah.
Very bad people.
Hey, not gonna go
Deborah,
there.
Can you pass the ranch? What's the Wi-Fi?
Is ranch a white people thing now?
Ranch?
Yeah.
Ranch is more white people than most things.
I mean, I would think mayo.
Mayo. OJ Mayo. Mayo's good.
No, I feel
actually,
like
mayo's
mayo
not
is
good.
Probably...
I didn't like mayo growing up, and I'm happy
I did not
about
like
that.
Mayo growing up, but I also was a weird kid, and I ate, like, mushrooms out of a can. So I really have no... I can't really talk shit about anybody's food choices because I was a weird child.
I like a good.
I also used to just like bite the bricks of like
bricks
vegetable spread. So like
interesting. Okay.
Not butter.
I can't like believe margarine. It's not butter.
Oh. I actually can believe it is not butter now.
Yeah.
I fully and wholeheartedly believe it's not butter. I know it is.
It's not butter.
I know it's not.
Yeah. I get that.
Weird times.
Weird times indeed. Yeah, I don't know. Weird habits, weird food habits for me. I'm very simple. I'm a very simple man. And I get ridiculed for that sometimes. Like at work, if they make something fancy and I'm like, I'm good. They're like, oh, what? It's not chicken nuggets. I'm like, exactly.
Right.
Like, I like bar food. I like bar food. I like wings. I like pizza. I like tacos. I like hot dogs and burgers.
I mean, you can't go wrong with those things, usually.
Mm-hmm.
I know a person.
I like domestic beer. I know
who
a person
legitimately
as well.
Said.
I know a couple people, actually.
Oh, wow. That's really cool.
In my life.
Very nice.
About 2,600 Facebook friends.
Very nice. Wow.
Talked to about three of them.
I don't know anyone on Facebook because I don't have Facebook.
You're not on Facebook. You're not on the book.
I'm not.
You're barely on Instagram, by the way.
I don't post. I have never posted anything on Instagram.
You don't have a profile picture.
Nope.
And you don't have any posts at all.
If you don't know me, you think it's a scam account, which is pretty cool. I'm down for that. Like,
I think that's
if
what
you
I
know
at
me,
first.
You think I'm a scam too. So that's
just a walking scam. I think at first
just
when
a
you
scammer.
Quote unquote followed me on Instagram, I was like. Brittany, I think someone's using your name.
No, it was actually just me.
No, it was you.
I just kind of like lurk in the background.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you're just there
if
for the memes.
If I did have a profile picture, it'd probably just be a trench coat. Because it's like
wait,
real,
you,
just like
you
in the background.
You in a trench coat?
No. Just or, a trench coat. Because I'm just like that. That kind of like embodies my presence on Instagram. Just like in the background, just kind of like.
Yeah.
Around.
You're chilling.
Maybe you know I'm there. Maybe you don't.
Yeah. It's possible.
Every once in a while, I'll say something crazy on Instagram.
Someone
like
can
a
see
comment.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you throw some comments out there.
Every once in a while, yeah.
I like when a comment of mine takes off. I get really pumped.
I know. So I've been like really into like watching this ringnecked parrot.
Interesting.
He's an Indian ringnecked parrot. And he has a girlfriend.
Okay.
And he like actually talks, which is pretty cool.
Okay.
And he's like super into his girlfriend. So that's kind of been my thing for right
now. The
parrot
is another parrot, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because you never know.
Yeah. No, it's another parrot. He's like super into her. It's super cute. So kind of like that's kind of my life. That's how I know I'm getting old because now I'm just like really into this parrot on Instagram.
This parrot love story.
I know. And so like the last comment that I left, it got like 2,000 likes.
Wow.
And all I said was, I'm more invested in this parent relationship than I am in any reality show or actual relationship. And
yeah.
Like 2,000 people liked it. And I was like, oh my God. Like, I didn't even know people
liked
comments like this. I feel so special. I might be a celebrity now, just so you know.
Sometimes a comment blows up.
It did.
I remember there was a Harry Potter thing. And it was something about Hermione and Malfoy. And I was like, oh, yeah. Hermione is trying to gobble those Sorcerer's Stones.
Oh, my God.
And let Malfoy into her Chamber of Secrets.
Dear Lord.
And that comment blew up. People were like,
I had never had. First of all, I never leave comments. So I didn't understand.
It's a sensation.
I know.
I just started posting to my story.
I was like, oh, wow.
Like, I recently started posting stuff to my story, and I'm like.
I have still never posted anything to my story. Maybe I should.
It's fun.
Thirst traps, maybe?
Some people, well.
Should, I don't know.
I post funny.
Maybe I
should. I post funny stuff.
Maybe I should get into thirst traps. I don't know. It seems to be working for the girlies. Really not into it, though.
I don't have thirst trap material. Not a lot
maybe
of things,
your hair.
Not a lot of things look
your
good.
Hair?
Yeah.
Eyes?
We'll
just
cover it like right here. I'll put a ski mask on. I'll put like a bandana on and look really
ooh,
cool.
Maybe you'll just be like really cool. People think you're like.
You're like, look at this cowboy.
Wow.
And I'd be like, yeah.
That's what I do.
That's me. That's, yeah.
First person shooter mode.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. But yeah, posting on the story is a lot of fun.
I would know nothing about that.
I know.
I think about it from time to time.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, nah.
Nah.
No.
Not today. Not today.
Maybe next year.
2024. It's coming up. All right. We're going to take another break. When we get back, we're going to wrap this thing up. And that'll be the end of the episode.
All right. Well,
great episode.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry for...
Has to come to an end at some point.
Some great material. I apologize for nothing. All right. All right, everybody. And we're back. Episode 2.
Thank you.
Of Bro. Episode 90.
We almost did it.
But we're going to wrap up right now. Unfortunately, the time has come. And we're going to talk about the holidays.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about Christmas.
Those are happening.
To make that lady who yelled at you happy. We're going to talk
about... It's fucking Christmas.
We're going to talk about Christmas. Sorry.
God.
Because it is December 14th, so I feel like we should talk about Christmas, right? Like, I feel like every episode from here on out until December 25th should have some Christmas material. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about what are you making? Because you cook a lot.
I am actually making a seafood boil for Christmas dinner.
Seafood boil?
Yes.
What is in that?
Crab. There's shrimp. There's andouille sausage. And then, like, a really spicy sauce.
Okay.
And there's corn. There's potatoes. Oh my God. And you just do
just
all of it.
Just keeps going.
It's delicious.
Fantastic. And there's no mayo, right?
There is absolutely no mayo.
I feel like shrimp and mayonnaise.
I think that's actually illegal if you put mayo with a seafood boil.
I know someone who would do it. And we talked about him earlier.
I know somebody, too.
We talked about it earlier.
Probably just wouldn't even remember that it was in there, but, you know.
Oh.
Because there's also crickets there.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. 2 cups of mayo.
Lord.
Okay. Seafood boil.
Yeah, so seafood boil for dinner.
Have you done it before?
Yes.
Okay, you've done
so
it.
So you order the sauce offline.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. Okay. And so that's happening. Apparently there's gonna be a big breakfast. My roommate wants to do a big breakfast.
I like breakfast.
Not super into breakfast myself.
You're not a breakfast person.
I like bacon.
Okay. That's about it? French toast.
I have to be in the mood for it. I like pancakes, but I've been making lemon ricotta pancakes. Okay. Lemon ricotta blueberry pancakes with the lemon ricotta cheese from work, which is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Is that seasonal, that cheese?
It is. But I like crumble it into pancake batter.
Are you getting
fresh
emotional
blueberries.
Thinking about it?
I am.
Yeah.
I get emotional.
Yeah, I get
really
it.
Good.
I get it. I get it.
Yeah, so that's about it.
I think I'm bringing Oreos.
Okay.
So, yeah. Well, I work on Christmas Eve. That's
me
when,
too.
When we celebrate. So I'm 12 to 5.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to be coming after.
I will be...
Probably just pick up like focaccia bread. Be like, okay. I made this. And my family will be like...
Yeah, just like wrap it in some like foil.
Bring foil to work, buy the bread, wrap it in foil.
Well, there's foil at work.
Oh yeah, there's plenty of foil.
So you just like take it out of the package, you just wrap it up, and you just like bring it, like slightly warm it up.
I should heat it up, right?
Yeah.
Heat it up.
So then you're just like, I just made this right now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I get that.
There you go.
And then be like, yeah, I made this
also,
with love and effort as well. I did put a little effort into it.
But you did, because you put it in the foil, and you warmed it up.
Yeah.
That was effort.
So that's true.
It is.
So I'm not
lying.
I'm not lying.
Surprise.
Surprise, bitch. Surprise, motherfucker.
Surprise, motherfucker is focaccia.
That like should be their slogan.
I think that that's...
Surprise, motherfucker, it's focaccia. I think
that's how Samuel Jackson probably shows up to his Christmases. Just like, whatever he gives them, he's just like, surprise, motherfucker.
Who made these goddamn mashed potatoes?
Yeah. Also,
so
I would like
creamy.
To say...
So fucking creamy.
Just...
Okay, what do we got here?
Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You makes me, like, absolutely murderous. Like,
no,
so mad. They played it 4 times during my shift the other day, and I was like, I swear to God. Turn it off.
Turn it down.
Like, turn it off. Like, once a year is still too much.
Really? You hate it, huh?
I do not like it.
You really don't like it?
I really would like for it to just...
Do you like Christmas music at all? You like
barely
Dominic the Donkey, jiggity jig.
I guess the only thing is
Italian Christmas donkey.
What?
Tommy DeVito.
I don't know.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Chicken cutlets, baby.
Brandy released a Christmas album this year. That is freaking fantastic.
Okay.
That's actually really good.
So you don't like country Christmas music? Jingle bells? Yeah. Yeah, see?
I mean.
Sounds good, right?
I'm not. You know what? Honestly, if they just turned off what was at the store now and like played anything else, I'd probably be okay.
Wow. Anything else?
Just anything.
That's a lot of stuff.
I would actually.
That's a lot of stuff.
I would let them play the doo-wop that they play all year round right now versus what's happening.
You like
right
the doo-wop, huh?
I don't like the doo-wop, but I like more it more than the Christmas
music. Wow. Yeah. There is a song they play that I don't like it. I don't think it's a good song, but it sounds funny. It's like called Hey Santa. Or something like that.
Oh.
Hey, Santa.
Yeah, that's okay.
Hey, Santa. Santa. Just the, like, three Santas in a row is, like, I feel like it's overkill. That last one they did not have to do.
You were like, all right.
Hey, Santa.
You're doing
hey,
a little much.
Santa. Like, all right, we're good. Yeah. We get it.
I think they're talking to Santa.
They're trying to get Santa's attention. A lot.
It's like when your kid is trying to get your attention. And they're just like.
Da-da. And then like you look and they're like football. I'm like, yeah.
You're like, well, yep, that's
good job, dude.
That's very cool.
Chalk? Right.
Yep.
I'm gonna go back now. Anyway. All right,
it's been real, y'all.
It's been a good show.
We will see you for episode 3 of Bro at some point.
Episode 3 of Bro.
We like to just make y'all wait.
Yeah, because that makes it sweeter. It's like seasonal stuff at the shop at Trader Joe's. It's like it's that much better because
right.
You only get it.
Now people are like rushing in.
No,
they got to hear it.
Yeah.
They need to see what's happening.
We're not going to do this once a year, but like, you know.
That's basically what happened.
Well, this pace. Yeah.
This was like once every 6 months.
I'm doing my best here.
All
right. Doing my best. It's tough. You know, all this stuff. And now we got Christmas coming up. Huh? All right. Well, thank you, everyone. And we'll see you on the next one. Adios. We'll be right back.